There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Look at your hands. They have pet so many cute animals and dried so many of your tears. Look at your feet. They have walked you to some of your favorite places and walked you away from the bad ones. Look at your belly. Think of the days when it has been full and warmed you with your favorite foods. Look at your legs. They have held you up when you thought you were not strong enough to stand. Look at your eyes. They have seen so many beautiful people. Look at your mouth. It has told so many people that you love them. Your body has been there for you since day one. Love it. It loves you. Somebody says that you apologize to your body. That's where the healing begins. That's where the healing begins. The body is such a beautiful gift. It is not to be condemned. It's a vehicle for the higher purpose. Perhaps the most beautiful and important vehicle. A tool we can use to take us to that kingdom of perfection. There's something known as body shaming, and this is on the rise. Perhaps one of the most important and developing issue in modern world, especially kids. They say that body shaming is the fourth common cause of suicide in children from 15 to 19 year old. Body shaming. What is it? Person is abused. Person is mocked, derided for his body, for his appearance. Somebody is thin, so they call him thin. They mock, friends mock at that boy or girl. Somebody is fat, so the children tease that boy, that girl. Somebody is dark. Somebody is feminine. A boy who is feminine. A girl who is masculine. Somebody is tall. Somebody is short. Or you do not fit into that social standard. So they tease. They laugh. They make you a butt of laughter. And this is one of the major causes of depression. Everybody is beautiful, or clothes. Perhaps the clothes choice is not good. Tattoos. Anything for that matter. There are many areas The domain of body shaming is very big. And they feel it. The children feel it very deeply. They suffer from that deep inferiority complex. Because they feel that they are inferior to their friends. And everybody tees. And they create nicknames. So they feel it very deeply. There are a lot of studies on this body shaming done. And various conclusions have been reached. And all those studies say that this is a very neglected thing in modern life. But this is not a new thing. It has been going on. The story of Ashtavakra is the story of body shaming. He is entering the court here, in the court of King Janaka, and everybody starts laughing. Ashtavakra means 8 bends, 8 twists. So everybody starts laughing at him. Person becomes victim. This is a sort of victimization. Even if somebody says something about your physical appearance, for example, hair. Somebody is bald, early loss of hair, or hair has turned grey, you become a butt of laughter. Or your face is not so good, not fair. Or your arms are bigger. Or some abnormality in your feature you have. Your gait is not good. There is some handicap in the body that makes you a butt of laughter. And if the person is HSP or very sensitive, then the opinions of people matter a lot. Every single comment, every single opinion is enough to push this person into severe depression. So this Ashtavakra enters the court and everybody starts laughing. But everybody is not Ashtavakra in this world. They will feel, they will mean it. They will never enter the court again. Because their very personality as if is shattered. As if they are told that you are some odd man out. You do not fit into our society. Get out of this place. Or somebody is wearing big specs. Small child wearing big specs. He also becomes a butt of laughter. Somebody cannot hear, somebody cannot see, somebody cannot understand. Dyslexic children, autism, autistic child. Such cases need very deep counseling. Otherwise, you will lose your kids. That's why I said it is the 4th common cause of suicide. In kids aging 15 to 19 years of age. So Baba often talks of this second mukti, jivan mukti in a second. And whenever such a word comes, Baba refers to the story of King Janaka and Ashtavakra. The origin of Ashtavakra is obscure. When he was born, which year, what year, nobody knows. But the famous text Ashtavakra Gita or Ashtavakra Samhita is well respected, well celebrated in the Indian scriptures. Many of the statements, many people, especially in 1990, when Sri Sri Ravi Shankar gave an entire discourse on this, it became all the more famous. And definitely it is a highly spiritual text, focusing on equanimity, to remain stable. So let's come to the story first. It is said that nobody has clear-cut idea, but Ashtavakra's father was insulted in some debate or defeated, and then he had to get drowned as a punishment for his defeat. There was somebody called Vadin. He was a very clever guy. And he used to call people, invite people for Shastrarth, scriptural debate. And whosoever loses the debate, that person had to get drowned in water. So Ashtavakra's father, it's said that he was one of the victims. So he comes to this court, and this Ashtavakra is extremely clever. But he is born with those 8 bends in the body. And King Janaka is quite famous for holding such spiritual debates, because he is a man of spirituality, even though he is in the world. But he always had that sort of disinterest in everything, because he was always searching for the higher truth. And the man who is in the search of truth cannot be self-complacent or satisfied. There is always a sense of spiritual discontent, and that should stay. All spiritual seekers should have that intense desire to know more, to understand more, to realize more, to experience more. So Janaka was like that. He was always willing, always wanting, always searching for the higher truth, the greater truth, the highest truth. And he used to hold discussions, debates, meetings, spiritual chit-chat, conversations. People would come and discuss hard truths. But he was not satisfied with any one of them. He wanted mukti, liberation, or Jeevan Mukti, liberation whilst in this life, not after death. Whilst you are living, to experience that feeling of mukti, that experience that feeling of liberation, emancipation from all the sorrows and sufferings. Man's mind has become a garbage box. It is filled with so much dust and waste and rubbish, debris of past, that sometimes there is an eternal confusion as to what is purpose of life and what I am doing and what I need to do and what I should be doing. That's a perpetual stage of confusion. A confused mind cannot become spiritual mind. So, during one of such philosophical debates, Ashtavakra enters the court and everybody starts jeering at him, deriding, mocking, laughing, but he stays calm, unruffled by any of those mockery gestures. And then King Janaka asks this question: tell me something that will make me liberated in 1 second. And many people give many answers, but they are not to his satisfaction. And at last Ashtavakra speaks. He says that may I have the opportunity to speak. But before I speak, I want to say something. And that something is, when I entered this court, everybody laughed at me. That shows that they all were body conscious. They looked at my body and I called them dealer in skin. Dealers in skin. And with these people, you are discussing spiritual matters. They are not looking at who am I. I am not this Nachavati Bhuta Sangam. I am not this assemblage of elements, but I am something else. Tadabrahma Nishkalamaham. I am that infinite light, that highest, the non-material, the non-physical, the metaphysical, the highest. But these people look at my body. They are looking at the twists and the bends of my body and they are laughing at me. That shows the level of ignorance they are into. So this is not the assembly of intellectual people, but this is the assembly of dealers in skin. They are cobblers. And it is said that Janaka is highly impressed by his delivery of speech. And others feel ashamed. And there is one more story attached to that. At that moment, Janaka steps out of his court and there is a horse standing and he is about to keep his foot on the stirrup, that ring-like metal which is attached to horse to climb it. So Ashtavakra asks him, where are you? So one foot is on ground and another foot on stirrup. So he says, I am not on horse and I am not on ground. So where are you? So Ashtavakra says, this is the stage of Jivan Mukti. You are in the world, you are not in the world. You are in between. You stay in the world, you are detached. You are doing everything, all responsibilities. a mother, a father, a child, but unattached. Non-attachment is the secret of spiritual life. The more you get involved in people, the more you get involved in matters of this world, the news of this world, you move away from the stage of Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta is something where you are not here, not there, in between, the wall of relative consciousness. So that is the story of Ashtavakra. So the lessons to learn, first, respect your own body. Respect your own body. As I said, so many things happen when we don't respect our own body. Love your own body. It's a vehicle. It's a beautiful tool. Saint Francis of Assisi cried when he was about to die. And he talked or prayed or asked for forgiveness to his own body. Oh my body, I gave you so much trouble. I made you suffer. While staying in you that I realized the Lord, the highest. So first lesson is respect the body. The second is do not mock at somebody's body. Somebody's thin, somebody's fat, somebody's obese. Obese people, they usually become butt of laughter. People laugh at them. Bald people, obese people, handicapped people. In India now, that's why they have replaced the word divyang, they called. They are not viklang. They have replaced the word divyang. Their limbs are made up of divine limbs. The words have been changed because these words hurt. Words hurt. What hurts us the most? The words and the behavior of people. These are the only two things that hurt. The greatest fear man carries in his subconscious mind is the fear of comments, is the fear of opinion of others. You are feeling so good, but people are not feeling good. They say you should not do this, you don't look good. So don't do body shaming. To every person, you know, body is very precious, or they love body more than anything else. You know why there is a respect for doctors in the world? Why we develop respect for some doctor? Because I am suffering and my body is in pain and he helps me get rid of that pain. So he appears to me as a friend. That's a deep psychology. That is not showing, that is in fact not the respect for that doctor. It is in fact my intense love for my body. So don't do body shaming business. This, they hurt. People go in depression. They may commit suicide also. If they are sensitive, I remember one of my cousin brother. He had psoriasis, the skin disease. And he was a young guy. But during the marriage time, his all disease disappeared. He took some Ayurvedic or something. And so marriage was done and everything was so good. But after marriage, his disease appeared. So his wife filed a case, my cousin brother. So his wife and in-laws filed a case that we have been deceived. Ultimately, this guy committed suicide. So it's very dangerous, psoriasis, skin diseases, albinism, vitiligo, patches, white patches, which were not there before and have developed now. Friends desert you. So don't do body shaming. And third, remain detached from this body. Remain detached from this world. That's the secret of Jivan Mukti. Not here, not there. That perfect balance. And one more. If you are on the victim side, then what? Not to do body shaming, but people are abusing you for your body. You don't look good. You are so fat. Why don't you do exercise? You are so thin. Why don't you eat? Stop this diet business. Stop this dieting and fasting and all this. Where you have heard all this? We have never seen in Murli or heard. Nor anybody has done this before. From where you have got this new idea? This funny, weird, absurd idea. Get it. Get rid of this. This is Manmath. Come back to the path of Srimath. Just stop this nonsense. See how you are looking now. Your chick has gone inside. We don't love to see you like this. We need your chubby chicks. So, when you are on the victim side, know that This is the rule of the world. But if it depends on what is your internal constitution of the mind, with what aim you are doing everything. Also, you know how much is your soul consciousness. If you are too much body conscious, the moment if you wear something new and somebody abuses, some says, oh, it is, doesn't look good on you, you become so body conscious, body aware. You just go to room and change it because somebody has not liked it. So one has to remain firm, stable, in that soul conscious stage. So, Jivan Mukti in 1 second means you are loving the body yet you are detached from the body. You are loving this world yet detached from the world. You are 1 foot is on this side, 1 foot on this side, but yet there is a balance. Om Shanti.